This is Morning Edition on GLT. The now Bloomington-based punk rock quartet Poster Children, that recorded on Warner Reprise Records in the 1990s, has released its first album in 14 years. Band leaders and husband-wife Rick Valentin and Rose Marshak say children and further pursuing higher education put a damper on recording, but they say they are always creating. Both are now arts technology professors at Illinois State University. With children now old enough to fend for themselves, they say it was time to write and record a new Poster Children album. Marshak and Valentin sat down in the GLT studios to talk about their new album, Grand Bargain. Valentin says getting back into the studio was somewhat like getting back on a bicycle.
It's somewhat, when we got together, the four of us, that part, playing together, was easy. That was like a bicycle. I think the big problem is time. And so for the bulk of the band, the way we wrote music was, is we would get together, have scraps of ideas, maybe. You'd have a 12-hour rehearsal and hopefully a song would come out of it, and then I would put lyrics on top of it. Now that everyone's got jobs and family and everything like that, we can't say, oh, we're going to spend 12 hours and hope a song pops out.
Hey, guys, let's go up into the attic and play some more. Right. Like, that's what, you know, how Daisy Chain Reaction was written, right? You know,
yeah, hey, a lot of it. Yeah.
Hey, there's nothing on TV. Let's go upstairs and write some more songs.
Yeah, and this was a little different. So my brother Jim and I, the guitarist of the band, had sketches of ideas, and then we would play together. And work out ideas, and then Rose would join us and work out ideas, and then we'd bring him to the drummer, because what would happen in the past, actually, honestly, is sometimes, like, a guitar player would bring in a riff, and then the guitar players would sit there working out something, and Rose and Matt, bass player and drummer, would just get frustrated with
you know,
us
this
because
is
they
not,
wanted to, yeah.
I know, but this is not how Grand Bargain was written.
But
that started
the thing,
with the bass
is
part.
The first song. And so the first song on the album, Grand Bargain, is like the way we used to write songs, where it was just like, it kind of just popped up in practice. So Rose and Matt just started playing, and then Jim and I started playing guitars over it, and it became a song.
So let's play a little bit of it right now then, okay?
Yeah. America held hostage day one.
Yeah, now this is something else. This is a pummeling of the Trump administration, of America, a defense of education and women's rights. You've never been shy about expressing your political beliefs on record. You wear your politics on your sleeve often, but is this time a little bit different as well?
I feel like I've always been pretty upset.
Yeah, it's no different at all.
Pretty upset, is that what you said?
Yeah. And even in eras where maybe as a progressive you're supposed to be happy, I might have been a little more angry too. So it's, I think what I found is that I get upset about stuff politically, I write songs about it, and then if we enter an era where I'm less upset politically, I'll write songs about relationships or something, maybe, right? And lyrics, I should say lyrics, right? So I write the lyrics, I don't write the music, right? We all write the music.
And musically on this song, it sounds like it's a war.
No, I think I feel like I'm playing a war sometimes when I'm playing bass. I think Matt and I really enjoy playing together and making it into some sort of a battle, I think. And it's I'm not sure who we're battling.
Sounds like bombs are going off and just, it's so intense.
Yeah, and I think that's characteristic of the songs that start with bass and drums, so they're obviously more rhythmic. Rose is like classic punk rock, right, where it's like aggression, and she's working out her aggression, right?
Yes.
Are you an angry person, Rose?
No, yeah, on the stage, I come off with black and blue marks a lot. I was just rereading my tour diaries, and I'm reading where I'm covered with black and blue marks.
That was the thing about this record, is we were thinking about these songs as live songs too, right? So we weren't planning on doing a produced record this time. We were planning on doing a live record like our older records, where you go into the studio and play your live set and capture that. And so I think that lends itself to more aggressive, angry kind of songs, and just the improvisation thing, where it's just like, hey, drums and bass are going. You know, it winds up being intense and angry.
This This is GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton with Rick Valentin and Rose Marshak of Poster Children. Their brand new album is out. It's called The Grand Bargain. Let's go to another song on the album. There's something a little bit different. Hippie Hill.
Yeah, Hippie Hills.
And then this sounds more like nostalgia, back to the good old days, and you're kind of hinting at maybe they weren't such the good old days, right?
Right, right.
What was the trigger that put this song into your, lyrically?
So when I was a kid, back in the early 70s, there was an undeveloped area in my neighborhood in Western Springs, and kids called it Hippie Hills, and so it was a place where we would ride our bikes and hang out, and there was an underpass, and you know, you throw glass bottles and everything like that. And so
everything that's in the song,
yeah, okay. Pretty much everything in the song.
You should say where you grew up, though.
Western Springs, yeah. Illinois, so
like
the suburbs,
very,
yeah.
Very
but this was
an
undeveloped area, so it was almost like a nature preserve, but not really. No, it was like an empty lot, but much larger. So it's just remembering that time and also kind of taking an adult perspective where it's like there were great things that happened, but also childhood is not all great stuff, right? It's, you know, people get hurt.
do you remember happy childhoods, both of you?
It was mixed, you know. It was definitely great. And that's the thing I remember is I remember summers being great and also being outside and everything like that. And so that's the one thing that I feel is missing when I look at my kids and other kids is like you realize that they're not roaming around the neighborhoods wild for the whole summer with no supervision, you know, getting broken bones, yeah. You know, lighting things on fire. Who knows what's going on, right? None of that happens anymore. So I think that was a formative part of my life. But also, I was not the happiest kid either, you know?
All that freedom? You know, I didn't...
No. The freedom was not the problem. It was, you know, being a creative person... You know, it's tough, I think. Being an artsy kid, or whatever you want to call it, is never easy, or wasn't easy when at my age.
Oh, yeah. You know, I haven't asked you, have you seen the playgrounds, the free-running playgrounds, you know, the where kids have got hammers and nails,
yeah,
and they're
basically,
unsupervised?
Yeah, it's basically, yeah, like an empty lot, like what you used
to have.
Does
that make you happy?
Yeah, and I think that's great.
So you grew up happy, Rose?
No, of course not. No.
Okay, well, to me, yeah. You guys both seem like very happy, normal
people. Yeah. So listen,
how do you get to be punk rockers with happy, normal childhoods? But you're thinking...
We were both very unhappy as children, and now, and through punk rock...
Are you snarking me, or are you serious?
No, I'm serious.
Okay,
and
right.
And through punk rock, we discovered a way to be, and
yeah, I think we were
really
both,
happy,
yeah,
now.
Outsiders, it's, and yeah. So this is the weird thing now, is like there's, nerd culture,
yeah.
Punk rock, or just weird music, all that kind of stuff. Being in orchestra, all that kind of, well, being in orchestra maybe is still a nerdy thing, but it's like a lot of nerd culture now is mainstream culture. But at the time, if you were watching Doctor Who, for instance, in the 70s, that was a way to limit the number of friends you had.
Scarf,
yeah,
right?
It was basically like, okay, that. I can only talk to five people about Doctor Who, and I can't talk to within earshot of anyone else, or we'll all get beat up, right?
That's Rose Marshak, along with Rick Valentin. Yes, they're married. They're also in the band Poster Children with a brand new album called Grand Bargain. Rick, I wrote to you the other night how I couldn't stop listening to Devil and the Gun on this album. And it's, you know, it's a complicated political issue. What were the conversations like on how you wanted to approach this topic in on this album?
Ooh, I don't think I consulted with anyone in the band.
No, yeah.
I just wrote the words.
Singing.
That's when it comes to the lyrics, I kind of just take the lead on that.
Then we all sit there and go, "Oh my God, he's such a good lyricist." I mean, I love your lyrics.
The band is an emotional release, and I'm really frustrated with the situation around guns in our country. And I have kids, who are in public schools. Or just in school, right? And so seeing this happen over and over and over again and nothing changing. And so this song could have been written 14 years ago.
But it was written, a year or two ago?
A year ago. Yeah, 2 years ago.
So way before Parkland, even.
Yeah, that's the biggest frustration is it keeps happening, these mass shootings. And you say it's a political situation, and I guess that's what's frustrating, is it's become a political situation. And to me, it's just a human situation where it's like, if this amount of violence is happening, you should do something about it. And it shouldn't be about politics. It should be about solving the problem.
Not only are the lyrics so powerful, the music is so powerful in this one, and even when you were screaming on the album and toward the end of the song, and then a big chord change, what's it, 2/3, 3/4 of the way, it's just, wow, my heart just jumped up when I heard it the first time.
No, we were playing, I remember playing this live for the first couple of times, and we haven't played these songs live a lot, and I remember thinking, oh, this is another one of those really powerful songs that I can try to dig a hole in the ground into, you know. That's, I know we were all, I didn't realize it while we were writing it together either.
So let's do one more song.
Okay.
And I can tell by the look on Rick's face that he'd rather do with a different one, but Better Place.
All of my friends think you are great. They think I made a big mistake. I don't know who they think they are. I don't know who they think I am. I'm in a much better place. I'm trending, I've gone face to face.
Why don't you, is it because, like, Steve Albini a lot of times will say, oh, you sound like Fred Schneider, and then he gets all upset, and Steve Albini
from the
is like,
B-52. Right.
You don't take that as a compliment.
No, I know.
Well, I hear it a lot. So there was one time where I worked a lot on my vocals on one record, and the guy mastering it said, wow, you're doing more of the Fred Schneider thing on this record. It was like the exact opposite of what I wanted to hear. It was like I was intentionally.
And Steve was like in awe of you.
Yeah, so there are people who love that type of vocalist.
So you have a better liking to this song, Rose, than...
Yeah, I love this song. It's a breakup song, Rick said, but he's breaking up with...
Facebook. Yeah, so it's my social media breakup song. So instead of writing a song, because it's hard for me to write breakup songs when I'm in the band with somebody I've
with
been...
With your wife.
Yeah, with my wife.
Of 22 years.
22 years.
That I've heard, by the way...
32 years we've been together.
Happy anniversary, by the way.
Thank
I just found
you.
Out, was it last week as we're speaking?
It was the day the record came out.
Well, it's great to have you guys in here again. Rose Marshak, Rick Valentin, Poster Children, congrats on the new album. Happy anniversary to you.
Thank you.
And
thank
thanks
you.
For coming in.
Thanks, Chuck.